proposed Trump administration rule could affect some first state children on the free or reduced lunch program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture wants to limit who automatically qualifies for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. It also seeks to prevent Delaware and more than 40 other states from giving food assistance to those making more than 130% of the federal poverty level or who exceed federal asset limits. Delaware Department of Health and Social Services officials say 1,344 children statewide could be impacted. Children of households that no longer qualify for SNAP may no longer receive free or reduced lunches. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue visited Delaware State Fair last month. He said then that students can stay in the lunch program if they meet federal income and asset criteria.
We got a few people that have violated this and taken advantage of a loophole that's unfair, and that's what we're stopping.
DHSS says they'll reassess SNAP eligibility at six-month check-ins and yearly reauthorizations under the rule if it takes effect. A spokeswoman for the Delaware Department of Education says families already approved for the free or reduced lunch program this school year won't have to reapply. Some children also qualify for the lunch program without being on SNAP or through other programs. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.